You're listening to Marketing Secrets with your host, Russell Brunson.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson, and I want to welcome you back to the Marketing Secrets Show. I'm so excited to be here with you guys today, partially because by the time you get this, I will be doing a webinar called Supplement Secrets. And this is something I bought Supplement Secrets like a decade ago. I started trying to buy everything with the word secrets after, just in case, right? .com secrets, expert secrets, traffic secrets, et cetera, et cetera. And so I knew someday I want to sell supplements or some version or a course or a book. I don't even know, but I bought supplementsecrets.com. In fact, over the years, I've had a lot of people try to buy that from me, which is kind of funny, and I never have sold it. And but I didn't really know what I was going to use it for until today, which I'm really excited. So first off, before I get too deep into this, I'm doing a webinar. Probably the day this is launching live. If not, hopefully we'll evergreen this in a week or two afterwards. But if you want to go pause this real quick and go register for this webinar, go to supplementsecrets.com and you can register. And the headline, can I read you guys the headline? Will you indulge me for a moment? It says, after years of being asked, how do you have so much energy, Russell? Russell Brunson finally reveals how I went from taking 75 plus pills a day down to just a few weird supplements that were custom created to give entrepreneurs like us focus and energy. And so that's what the webinar is about, which I'm excited. And so you may be wondering, Russell, what's happening in the webinar? What are you selling? And all sorts of stuff. So that's a longer question that, I'm going to answer some of that. And then I'm actually gonna give you some supplement secrets if that's cool. You guys cool with that? You all cool with that? Okay. So, as you know, I'm obsessed with supplements. When I was a kid, I started buying supplements. I used to buy creatine and protein. I'd go to GNC and just spend hours walking through the aisles and reading all the labels of everything. I love supplements. In fact, in college, when they asked me what I wanted to be, I didn't know. And so for a little while, I was going to be a pharmacy major because I'm like, pharmacists get to play with pills, which are kind of like supplements. So I should be a pharmacy major. So that was an idea for a few minutes. But then when I started my businesses, I remember one of the first books I read was The 12-Month Millionaire, which Vince James talked about how he made $100 million selling supplements through direct mail. And once again, I was like, I want to sell supplements. I never did. And then it wasn't until, it was between my big business crash and us launching ClickFunnels. After I met Todd, that we were just trying to figure out what we were going to do. And I had this client who screwed me over. Anyway, it's a long story. Someday I can tell that story, but anyway, they had a supplement company, and I just decided I'm going to compete with them just because they owed me a whole bunch of money, and it was this big thing. And so, and they were in the neuropathy space, and I knew nothing about neuropathy. I didn't know what neuropathy was. In fact, I had a goal. I was like, I'm not going to discover what neuropathy is until we made at least $1 million with our product. So there we go. So we created a neuropathy product. We hired a really good herbalist to make one. And the product turned out amazing. People loved it. We built a funnel. And if you've seen the funnel hacking presentation, you've seen me talk about this. But I built the funnel. We launched it. And it was cranking. Man, we got to a point where it was doing $500,000 a month in sales. And then we sold it to somebody. That person had some issues. Anyway, that should be a whole podcast. I have so many sub stories I could tell you guys that are just too long for this episode. But I ended up buying it back and shutting it down for a long story that I'll share another day. In fact, this is kind of funny. I actually recorded a whole podcast when I was in the middle of the pain of all of that. I sent it to my brother, and the next day I'm like, don't publish that one. So maybe someday we should find that one. I remember I was angry and I was venting. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I should go see if we still have that. I bet he's got it somewhere. So anyway, but that was my supplement company. We shut it down. But I told a story about that supplement company. That's how we launched ClickFunnels. And it was so much fun. And I knew someday, I was like, someday in the future, I'm going to launch supplements again. I'm excited by them. I love them. And I took a lot of supplements, and then COVID hit, and during COVID, a lot of my favorite supplement companies went out of business. My bone broth company that I was buying my bone broth from went out of business. The green drink company I bought my green drinks from went out of business. A couple things like that. And so, I went and bought those companies, and it's funny cause I've spent the last, that's way too long, three or four years, getting those back, off the ground. Supplements take way longer than info products for sure. Software takes a lot, supplements take a long time. Supplements took way longer than I always think they would because you had to formulate them, you got to test them, taste test them, and you got to try this and that and a million things, and you got to order all the raw materials, and they got to make them, and they got to put them in the boxes, and you got to design the boxes, and the boxes have to be FTC compliant, FDA compliant. It's a lot. So regardless, it's been months years. We finally have all of them done. We have our Zuma Juice funnel, we have our bone broth funnel, we have our blackout funnel. All the funnels are done, they're live. Oh, blackouts are sleeping supplements. Amazing. You take it before you go to bed at night, you sleep like a baby. It's amazing. So anyway, we go and we launch these funnels, and their funnels are amazing. Like, I'm really proud of them. But it also, we launched them right when the ad costs dramatically went up. And at the time, we didn't really have a back end for any of these things. So I'm like, based on like numbers the way they should have been, like the funnels would have been profitable. We've been cranking and killing it. But because of just, once again, the way that the ad costs have been, like, we couldn't make any of them profitable. Like, we were making sales, but we couldn't even get to break even. And I was so mad because, once again, I had spent so much money getting the supplements back up, so much time, energy, effort, and we built the funnels, and they were not cheap, but they were expensive, and they're like just anyway. And so for a couple months, I've been perplexed. Like, what do I do? Do I shut them down? But I love them, and I have another supplement I want to launch. Oh, me and Anthony DiClemente keep going back and forth on this idea of this one supplement. So I have an idea for that I like. I'm really passionate about and proud about that. I want to create. It's probably another 5 years to develop it, but someday it's going to come and change our lives. But I was like, I don't want to walk away from these because we put so much time, energy, effort. But also, anyway, it's just one of those weird things. Then rewind back 2 or 3 years ago, I started working with, a lot of you guys know Braven, who spoke Funnel Hacking Live on supplement funnels. Anyway, after I kind of met him, he's like, hey, you should meet my dad. My dad does this stuff where he tests your blood and, you know, he builds custom supplements based on what you actually need. And at the time I was taking like 75 pills a day. I'm like, no, I love taking my pills. I'm so proud of it. Da, da, da. And Braven's like, well, it's like, my dad charges like 25, 30 grand or something like that to do this for like high level people. Like, and he's willing to do it for you if you want to try it out. And so I was like, sure, let's do it. So I connected with, his name's Doug, and he started doing this for my wife and I. And it's crazy. Over the last, man, 2+ years now, he's been doing this for me. Every 90 days, I get my blood tested, and then he rebuilt our custom supplements based on like what our blood is actually saying, the positives and negatives. Then, you know, 90 days later, comes back and tests our blood again, and we do it again, back and forth and back and forth. And of all of the biohacks I've done in the last, decade, I think this is the one that's had the biggest impact on me and my health and my energy and my, like, all the things, longevity. Like, it's amazing. So I'm a fan of it. I told Allison Prince about it, and she signed up, her and her husband, and they're doing it now. And everyone I tell is like obsessed, and then they all jump in. But it's expensive, right? It's 25, 30 grand, depending on what you're doing, a year to have this stuff done. And it goes up from there. There's more expensive programs as well. But I was like, man, it's something I feel like every entrepreneur needs, but it's expensive. Like, how do we shorten this or simplify it or make it in a way where like anybody could use it? And so based on that, we created a back-end high-ticket product. What? And then my thought was like, if we launch this high-ticket product, because it's expensive, but there's margin in it for me, that I can spend money and the high-ticket info product, or not info, sorry, the high-ticket supplement product will hopefully be more than breaking. The goal is to make a lot of money with it still, but we should be able to buy ads because we're selling a more expensive thing. And then after somebody goes through that funnel and they buy the product, or they don't buy the product, right, the high-ticket product, that hopefully will break even ad costs, and then the email sequences will push people to Zuma Juice and Bone Broth and Black App and all the other supplements. And so I had to basically take our funnel and flip it around backwards. So, because I couldn't get the front end to be profitable. So instead I'm leading with the back end and we're pushing that. And then, you know, hopefully the buyers cover the ad costs, and then unconverted will be pushed into all the front end funnels. And that way, you know, we've already paid for that leads up front and emails are pushing people. So that's the evil plan that Russell has. So we're going to try it out. But if you want to see it in action, again, go to supplementseekers.com, go register, and you hear me do the pitch for the custom supplements. And we got the price down to something I think is affordable, not for everybody, but for most entrepreneurs. We got the price down to a spot where it's insane. Like, I think everybody should do it. You'd be crazy not to do it. So so there's that. And then what I did on this one, so I'm using Linchpin, I'm testing different things. So two other things. Number one is we found two attractive characters for this business who were the most healthy. Like, one of them is 59 and he's got like 6-pack abs and insane. So that's the male person. Then we got a female who's 51 and he looks super young. It's like, they're amazing people. And we started doing the custom blood work for them and they love it. And so they're going to be front end. So we're actually launching two challenges during the same week coming up in 2 weeks where they'll be the face of it. And we're using the whole linchpin model and everything on those. And so, yeah, it's exciting. But this is the kind of test drive just to my list because I thought it'd be fun to tell people about my supplements and to see if anyone, any of my crazy entrepreneurs interested in custom blood work and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, it's going to be fun. I'm excited for it. So once again, register supplementseekers.com. And then when you register the thank you page, there's a video there where I tell people my Alex Hormozi story and how Hormozi told me his weight loss plan, and I did that weight loss plan to lose 40 pounds, and I've kept it off for 2 years now. And it's like the best thing I've ever done, and it's amazing and simple. So I'll make you guys, I share that video, and the big part of that video is talking about protein, and so then I make an offer at the end to go and sign up for Albon and get the protein powder, the bone broth protein. So anyway, it was a really fun funnel. So I recommend checking out. Go to supplementseekers.com, go register, and the link page, you watch the video. In fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have my brother plug in the video of Albon here, because I told you guys I was teaching supplement secrets. And so obviously I talked about the funnel and what we're doing and why and all that kind of stuff, but I do want to leave you guys something powerful. So this, I'm going to put in the audio from this video. If you want to go see the video and you see me kind of sketching some of the stuff out, again, you can go register for the webinar and you see the video version. But I'm going to post it here because most of us entrepreneurs, guess what we have problems with? Movement. Most of us are not lazy, but most of us are working on our computer. And it's crazy. Most entrepreneurs that I meet aren't in great shape. And I understand it because we're killing ourselves behind a computer. We're not moving. We're not focusing. And we don't have time for exercise. We're ordering Uber Eats 3 times a day, like all sorts of stuff. And so I shared this principle at Mastermind of Paradise 2 years ago. It was a midnight mastermind. It was like one morning I was going to end. I was like, I have one more section about weight loss, but let's just go to bed. And people are like, no, please do it. So I spent like 20, 30 minutes explaining to people. And I had 3 people post-Mexico within like 90 days message me back. And like, Russell, you changed my life. That session alone was huge. Like I've lost, one guy was 20 pounds, someone was 30, and we had one person over 50 pounds in a year from that presentation. So I'll share with you guys because it'll help you understand the basics of weight loss that I learned from Hormozy. And then hopefully it'll convince you to go buy some bone broth if you want some of the best protein in the world. So anyway, so I'm going to plug the audio here after I'm done talking right now. And that'll give you some insights on some weight loss stuff. And then if you want to learn more about supplements, again, come jump on the training. Should be dropping today if this is live. And hopefully we'll have an evergreen version going up live in the future. So go to supplementseekers.com, check it out. And I hope this helps you guys out. Because for me, it's all about how can I optimize myself as an entrepreneur? I need more focus, more energy. What can I do? And it's usually biohacks, supplements. It's all these things that you're going to be learning about during the presentation. So hope you enjoy it. Thanks so much for everything. And we'll see you guys soon. Bye, everybody. Hey, this is Russell. First off, thank you so much for registering for the web class. I'm excited to finally share with you guys my supplement secrets. Most of you guys know me as like the marketing entrepreneurial guy, and I don't normally talk about this kind of stuff. In fact, this is probably the first and only time I will talk about supplements, mostly because it's the number one question I get all the time on Instagram and Facebook when I'm doing my daily routines. People are like, "Why? What supplements are you taking? Why are you taking? Why do you take so much? Why do you do this? Why?" I get so much of that. And I've never publicly talked about it before. And partially because I'm like, well, I'm a marketing guy. I teach marketing and sales funnels and things like that. What does this have to do with supplements? But I realized for myself as an entrepreneur, like the number one thing that I can do is figure out how to get more energy and focus to be able to actually dominate my day. Because when I do that, I get more stuff done. I have more success. I have more fun. And if you look at all of the different biohacks I've done over the years, and I have pretty crazy. Like I had a float tank in my house. I have a cryo sauna. I have like the biggest gym of anyone I know. Like I've biohacked pretty much everything you can dream of. I've tried or I have in my house or I use. And of all the biohacking things I've done, the thing that's had the most impact is the supplements I'm going to be sharing with you guys during the live training, which I'm excited for. So I'm going to talk about what these are right here. It says unfair advantage. This is a little hint. That's all you get though. But these supplements that I'm going to be sharing with you are different than anything else in the world. And the reason why is because they're not guessing. Most people who take supplements are just guessing like, well, I'm going to buy this because the sales pitch was good and this and this. And just like me, what happened is one day I woke up and my cabinet had like literally thousands and thousands of different types of supplements. And every day I was waking up taking 70, 80, 90 pills. I didn't know what to take. I was just like, I took all of them because I saw the sales videos. I got excited and I bought them. And maybe you're like me and you have all these pills and you don't know what you're taking. In fact, I didn't even know until one of the first times I had one of my buddies, Anthony DiClemente, who's like my biohacking coach. He literally came to my house and I was like, what do you think about my supplements? And he looked at him. He's like, well, all these individually are good, but you're taking, you know, 14 supplements that all have ashwagandha. And basically based on this, you're getting like toxic levels of ashwagandha. And that's just one ingredient. And then these pills and all the crossover. He's like, you need to stop all this right now. And I'm like, but I feel like I'm healthy. I'm supposed to be like, and he was like, no, you're doing it wrong. And so I kind of reset and tried to figure things out.
And what I'm going to be showing you guys during the web class, I'm not going to talk about right now, but the way that these supplements work and the way that we do it is I actually get my blood tested every 90 days to see what's happening. In fact, I've got some screenshots, and I'll show this in the webinar, but this is like the blood panels. And if you go to a traditional doctor, they'll check your blood panels, and in the middle, you see everything's green, and there's red on or yellow on the side, then red. And normal doctor, if you're in the red, they're like, oh, you're in danger zone. We need to tweak some things for you. But if you're in the yellow, like, oh, you're fine. But us is like high performance athletes and entrepreneurs and people who are trying to produce and create and be creative and all those kind of things. Like, we don't want to be good. We want to be optimal. And so what's cool about this is the way they test your blood and you create supplements based on that. They get you so that everything's optimal, green, right in the middle. And then you check them every 90 days so you can see progress moving from one quarter to the next quarter and so on and so forth. And anyway, so I'm going to be showing you guys that stuff during the web class, and it's going to be so much fun. But I don't want to spoil the surprise. So I'm not going to go any deeper than right now. I'm here right now because I actually want to do a quick training with you guys. Because outside the supplements, the number two question I get all the time, mostly because if you've watched my videos or see me on Facebook Live or any of the things, like, you've probably noticed over the last couple of years, I've lost a lot of weight. In fact, I've lost about 40 pounds, which you may or may not notice, but it's funny because I even have ads that I ran 3 years ago where I was 40 pound heavier, Russell. And in the comments, I get people all the time like, Russell, your face looks fat, Russell, this. And for me, it was like devastating. And so I kept trying to figure out how to lose weight. And I was trying thing after thing after thing. And it wasn't until about 2 years ago, I had a chance. I was actually at a really cool mastermind retreat with Mr. Alex Hormozi. And we were sitting there, and it was funny because we were there at night and Alex was eating a whole bunch of candy and junk food. And I remember being annoyed, looking at him and saying, man, it's got to be nice, the fact that you can eat whatever you want. You still look like, you know, a Greek god. It's not even fair. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, dude, you're eating ice cream and candy and cake, all this stuff. And like, if I eat one of those things, like, I'm going to double in size. And he's like, no, dude, you don't understand. Like, I'm not gifted. I don't have any blessing. He's like, it's just math. I'm like, what do you mean it's just math? He's like, it's just math. If you understand how the math works, you can eat ice cream every single night. I was like, what are you talking about? So he literally got up and on a whiteboard, he drew a couple circles and some graphs. And with about 15 minutes, like, it blew my mind. Like, everything I knew about weight loss and diet was shifted. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, is it really that easy? He's like, yeah, it is. And if you do it this way, you can have ice cream and dessert every single night for the rest of your life. I took what he gave me. I went back home and I implemented it and I started following it. And I've been following now religiously for over 2 years. I have ice cream almost every night for dinner, just so you know. And I've lost 40 pounds. And so I've never really talked about this publicly, except for one time I did a mastermind group in Mexico with my inner circle members. And almost as an afterthought, I was like, whoever wants to know how I lost 40 pounds and dramatically increased my energy? And everyone freaked out. So I did a little like 15-minute session, and it probably was people's favorite, which is funny because it's marketing and sales and that piece that people love the most. And from that, there's like four or five people who end up losing 50 or 60 pounds over the next year following this process. And they keep telling me, like, you need to share this with everybody. I'm like, well, first off, it's not mine. I got it from Alex Hormozi. It's his diet. But they're like, you need to share it. So if you guys are cool with me, because we have like a little while before the actual webinar starts, you cool if I spend 15 minutes just kind of walking you guys through that? Okay. Again, this has nothing to do with supplements. So I'm not going to talk about supplements, but this is going to show you guys the actual weight loss plan that I do. That's not hard. It's easy. It's simple. It's all based on math. And by doing it, you can literally have ice cream every single night. So you guys cool if I go with that in the next 15 minutes? All right, here we go. Okay. So the first thing Alex explained to me, and I was probably like a lot of you guys, most of you guys, when I explain this, some of you are going to fight me on this, just like I fought Alex. I'm like, no, you're wrong. But he said, the first thing you have to understand is that literally all diets are the same. He said, if you understand this, he said, all diets are based on, number one is calories. Like, how many calories should you be eating, right? So that's question number one. And then underneath that, we have our macros, right? So our macros are, you've got your proteins, your carbs, and your fats, okay? And so if you look at any diet, they're all based on the manipulation of these things, right? And so he came back and he was explaining that to me. I was like, no, but it's different because like a ketogenic diet, for example, and some of you guys know I wrote the sales pitch for the ketogenic diet. Like, I wrote the video that kind of went viral that kicked off that whole movement. And so I'm like, no, this is how keto works. He's like, no, you don't understand. He's like, yes, there's little intricacies and things, but like as a whole, the reason why ketogenic diet works is because basically what happens is that people stop eating carbs. So they're still getting their protein calories, their fat calories, they stop eating carbs. Maybe they increase fat and they have more fat, but as a whole, what ends happening, when you cut out this entire section of your diet, you have less calories, right? That's a ketogenic diet. And they said, the next one, if you go to a low-fat diet, right? A low-fat diet, what do? You cut out the fats. So you still eat your proteins, your carbs, you just have less fats. And so as a whole, you're only eating 2/3 of the pie versus all three of them. He said, if you look at portion control is the same thing, is that instead of, like, you still have protein, carbs, and fats, but you end up eating less of them, right? So you eat less of the pie. And so inside of here, you don't eat any of this stuff right here. All it's really doing is giving you less calories. Okay. And at first I was like, I don't know if that makes sense. I was like, what about intermittent fasting? There's some magic trick behind intermittent fasting, right? And he's like, no. He's like, look, if, the way intermittent fasting works, you get fats, carbs, and proteins for three different meals. Intermittent fasting, you just cut out meal number one. And so you have two more meals, but you're only eating two thirds of the calories you normally are eating because you're cutting out a meal. He's like, that's the big secret. He's like, yes, there's different marketing pitches and all these things people try to do to make it sound better than that. But the reality is all diets are the same. It's just a manipulation of proteins, carbs, and fats and how it works. So he said, that's the first thing you have to understand. He said, now, the other thing you have to understand is like most of, you know, the weight loss world is doing so much stuff between all these different things. And they're trying to get you to like, you need this percent calories and fats and carbs. And like, I said, I know I tried that before. I did those things where I would track all my macros. I was like, it was so stressful. The end of the night, I'm like, you know, one night I'd be like, okay, at the end of the night, I've got 22 grams of protein left and three carbs and one fat. I'm like, there's no food on this planet that fits in that thing. So I didn't know what to eat. And if I eat that, then it spiked this. And then it was just so stressful. I don't know if you guys have ever counted macros and stuff. It was super stressful to me. It's like, that's the problem, is most people are trying to do some huge manipulation. He's like, if you want to lose weight in the easiest, simplest way, you got to worry about two core things. And that's it. Okay. So that's the first thing to understand this diet. There's only two things that matter. Number one is the number, how many calories you're having. And number two is how much protein you're getting. That's it. Okay. And somebody was like, but Russell, I know. I fought this too, okay? I fought this so long that I didn't lose weight until I did it, and as soon as I did it, lost 40 pounds. So like, this is one of those things, like, even if you have some book you read or some VSL you watched or some reason why you believe something else, I dare you to just trust me, like I trusted Alex, okay? So the only two things that matter are calories and protein. So the next question I asked him was like, well, cool, how many calories am I allowed to have then and how much protein if I'm gonna actually lose weight? And he broke it down really simply. First thing he said is, all right, for men, he says you should be planning for your protein. You have 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. Right? And then for women, it's 0.75 grams of protein for each pound of body weight. So at the time when we did this whole exercise, I don't remember exactly what I weighed, but I'm going to say I was 200 just because the math is easier. It was more than that, but you know, who's counting? So as a man, so I'm 200 pounds, right? So I was supposed to have 1 gram of protein per pound. So it's really easy. 200 pounds equals 200 grams of protein per day. Okay, and so that was it. And for women, you're going to have to do the math on your own because I don't have it in front of me. But instead of doing 200 times 1, you do 200 times 0.75. And that's how much protein you should have per day. So that's number one, is how much protein, right? Okay. All right, so the second question then, after we figure out exactly how much protein you're supposed to have per day, is how many calories can we have per day? And so I asked Alex that next question, like, where do we get, how many calories can I actually have? And he drew this little chart right here. It was really simple. And yes, this is a picture of me eating ice cream with bacon on it just because to show you that I needed help really, really bad, right? And so he said, this is kind of the way the chart works. You're gonna take number 8, and 8 is a very deep cut, 9 is a deeper cut, 10 is a normal cut, 11 is a moderate cut, and 12 is a slight cut, okay? So what that means is I'm gonna take my weight, and let's say I want to do a normal cut. So I wanna lose weight, but just kind of a normal speed. So if I weigh 200 pounds, right, and my normal cut is 10, so I take 200 times 10, that means I get, so what's 200 times 10 equals 2,000 calories. So I can have 2,000 calories if I want to do a normal cut. Now, if I want to do a deep cut, I times it by 9, or a very deep cut times it by 8. And that shows me how many calories I'm allowed to have. So 200 times 8 is what? 1,600 calories, right? So I can have 1,600 calories a day if I'm going to be trying to do a really deep, heavy cut, if I want to lose weight quickly, okay? And so those are the two numbers you need to know. So for you, number one, you got to figure out those two numbers, okay? How much do you weigh? That's how many grams of protein you're supposed to have. How fast you want to cut the weight, and figure out those two numbers. Okay. In fact, I would pause this video right now and go do the math on those two numbers. Those two numbers are the secret to all the weight loss you want to have. Okay. So I'm going to give you 30 seconds to write these numbers down and then unpause me. We'll come back. Okay. Do you have the two numbers now? So in this example, I've got 200 is going to be how many grams of protein I need to eat per day. And let's say I have 2,000 calories per day. And that's what I'm going to start with. Okay. Now this is where it gets really exciting. And this is the math that Alex explained to me. Now, if you remember, I told you that at night, every single night, he's eating ice cream and like these nerd ropes or licorice ropes with nerds on and all sorts of candy. And I thought it was his genetics that made him that he could look like that and still eat garbage. And he said, no, it's just the math. So he explained, he said, when you have these two numbers, I'm explaining to you how you do your eating every single day. Okay. He says, it's very simple. The first thing you gotta do is you realize, okay, I can have 2,000 calories a day. So say this is kind of like a meter of all the calories you're having, right? He said, the way I look at it, I wake up in the morning, my first goal is I need to get my 200 grams of protein done today. Like that's the number one focus. So what can I eat that's got the most amount of protein and the least amount of calories? Okay, so I do that. So I eat my breakfast, right? I eat lunch, I eat all the things. And as soon as I pass this number, right? Say right here, when I pass 200 grams of protein, right? It's like, okay, I've got 200 grams of protein are in, but I still have, let's say 600 calories left. He's like, that last 600 calories, you can get 600 calories of anything you want. Ice cream, donuts, whatever it is, but you can eat. But the second you hit this number here, as soon as you hit that number, you have to stop for the day. He said, that's the secret. I was like, but what about like macros? What about carbs? And he's like, none of it matters. He's like, this is a simple way. You wake up in the morning, eat as much protein as you can, the highest protein numbers with the least amount of calories. You eat it all the way till you hit your protein goal. And then as soon as you hit your protein goal, you can eat whatever you want the rest of the night. I was like, there's no way it's that simple. He's like, no, it's that simple. And so I heard that. I went back home. I said, okay, well, I got to figure this out. Like, if this is true, I'm gonna figure out a way to make this so that it happens. And sure enough, like, this became the goal. Every single morning, what I do to eat all my proteins quick as possible, and then I can eat whatever I want the rest of the night. And this became the game. I started finding out, like, what are the products and the things I can buy that have the most amount of protein, the least amount of calories, right? Because the more protein, the less calories, the more I get to cheat at the end of the day, the more stuff I can have, which is, like, exciting. Like, for me, if I know I'm going to have ice cream every single night, like, I can eat differently during the day, knowing, like, it doesn't matter. Worst case scenario, I have ice cream tonight. Hey, I'm going to skip breakfast, but I got ice cream tonight, right? Like, it changes your mindset, makes things so simple and so easy, okay? So that's the number one thing. And I'm going to show you guys the hacks and the things I found that have the highest amount of protein and least amount of calories here in a second. But that's the first thing to understand. Next step, Alex said, is you got to basically figure out 3 to 5 meals that you really like that you can eat consistently every single day, right? Things that you know how many calories, how much protein is. You don't have to think every single day. You just know, hey, for breakfast, I eat this. For lunch, I eat this. And dinner, I eat this. And I can snack and party after that, right? But we know exactly what those things are going to be. And so you kind of start figuring some things out. And I'll show you here in a minute a few of the hacks and things I do every single day. Because first off, they taste great. I actually love them. Like, they're really fun to eat. And I eat those every single day. And then at night, I can do whatever I want. Okay? So I'll show you some of the ones that I use here in a second. All right, the third step is I want you to download an app called MyFitnessPal. It's a free app you can download. But the cool thing about MyFitnessPal is it shows you how much protein and calories are in everything. Like, for example, if you're going to eat an egg, like, how much protein and calories are in an egg? I don't know, right? You put it into the app and it'll show you, hey, there's X amount of protein, X amount of calories, and you'll start getting to know what things are. Now, I don't want you using MyFitnessPal forever. It's annoying to track things. But for the first week or two, anytime something crosses your lips, I want you to plug it in there just so you're aware of, like, where things line up, how the ads, how it affects how many calories you get. I've had times when I was first trying to learn this, I'd take something with a lot of protein, and I would eat it, and I add it up, and all of a sudden I was like, oh my gosh, I'm out of calories today. And I look at the macros and the stuff, I'm like, holy cow, like, yes, it's had a lot of protein, but it had like 4 times more calories than something else that I could have had with the same amount of protein, right? So just for a couple of weeks, you start learning the things around you, like what they actually are. And when you do that, then it makes it really simple and really easy for you to start hitting your numbers, okay? So after I got back, hang out with Hormozy, I started trying to figure out what meals I could eat consistently that I would like, that I could do every single day. And so the first thing I'm going to show you, this was initially my breakfast that I ate every day for probably a year. And then after that, I started shifting where I would skip breakfast and I would have I'd have this for my lunch. In fact, I have a pan here in the ClickFunnels office where I make this every single day just because I wanted to eat more stuff at night. And so I started shifting where I was eating. But for the first year, I ate this for breakfast every single day. And I eat this almost every single day to this, like today, because it's so good. It's like me eating a cake every single day. And so it's, again, you gotta find things like this that tastes really good, that you enjoy, that you could eat every day and wouldn't bother you. So this is my first one. So this one's simple. This is my protein pancake. Some of you guys heard me talk about this. This is my favorite brand. You get on Amazon. It's really good. Fage yogurt. And Fage is really good, but there's different percentage. And 0% is the best because it has the most amount of protein and the least amount of calories. Okay, so when I look at anything now, I pull in the back, I'm like, how much protein we have here? We've got 16 grams of protein and 80 calories. So I'm like, okay, cool. That's really good. But sometimes you'll get yogurt and it's like, you know, you're like, oh, I got yogurt. It's supposed to be healthy yogurt. And it's like, oh, it's got 16 grams of protein and 320 calories. And all of a sudden it throws your whole thing off, right? And so you try to find the best ones that have the highest amount of protein, the least amount of calories. And for me, this is the best one. The problem is it doesn't taste very good. So you get some stevia, which has got 0 calories. Put it in there, mix it up, and then it tastes like frosting. It is insane. Okay, so that is my breakfast, or nowadays my lunch, every single day. And this is the math on this. So the protein pancake mix, 220 calories, 30 grams of protein. The yogurt's got 90 calories and 18 grams of protein. So total from this first meal, 40 grams of protein and 310 calories. So if you look at this right here, this is protein up top and this is calories down below, right? So right here, I got in my first 48 calories and then I got in 360 down here, 48 protein, 360 calories, right? So there's like one meal, I'm right there. Like, cool, now I got that done. So that's an example of a meal I'll have really, really quickly. Then throughout the day, I might go and I might want to snack on some things. So some of my favorite snacks, Built Bars are great. Built Bars have 130 calories and 17 grams of protein. So I might have those for snack. Quest protein chips are great. A bag of Quest protein chips is the same amount of protein as a chicken breast, right? So 140 calories and 19 grams of protein. So maybe I'll have a snack like that. I'm like, okay, I just had a Built Bar. So that adds another 130 calories. And it gave me, what, 17 more grams of protein, and I got to there, right? 17, 130. And so I keep eating snacks throughout the day or eating different protein sources. A couple other hacks, like lean meats. If you eat meat, basically a pound of meat is approximately 100 grams of protein and 500 calories. Okay, so meats are like one of the hacks. So shrimp, steak, chicken, all that kind of stuff. So you can literally go grab a pound of meat, go grill on the grill, eat it real quick, and boom, you just added 100 calories really, really quickly. So I had half my calories from 1 pound of meat really quickly, and it only added in 500 calories. Okay, now if you go to a steakhouse and putting in all the butter and the mashed potatoes, all that kind of stuff, it'll give you a 3,000 or 4,000 calorie diet or meal really quickly, right? But you do it this way, it's only 500 calories, 100 grams of protein, you get faster to your desserts and your ice cream here after you cross the finish line, right? Which is really, really fun. Now, some of you guys may be watching this like, Russell, I don't eat meats. I'm more of a vegetarian, which is cool. I actually do vegetarian a couple days a week because I don't like eating too much meat. And so there's a lot of different hacks for vegetarians, but this is my favorite, Urban Accents Meatless Mix. I buy this on Amazon. It is insane. Basically, I can mix up one of these bags. It's 48 grams of protein really quickly and 360 calories. And so this is the equivalent for me of having a steak. And I'll do this 3 or 4 times a week as well. So there's a lot of ways to do this. You don't have to do just meat or just vegan or both or like whatever it is. It's just understanding this ratio between how much calories, how much protein, and then figuring that out and trying to get as much of it in as possible. And as soon as you cross your grams of protein, whatever's left is your free time to have desserts and ice creams, whatever you want. Okay. Now this is one of my favorite hacks. There is an ice cream that also has high protein and it's Halo. Some of you guys have heard of Halo Top before. I became obsessed with this. I started having Halo every single night, over the last 2 years. And it's the funniest thing. People are like, how'd you lose 40 pounds? I'm like, I eat ice cream every night. Like, how's that possible? Okay. But Halo Top's got 310 calories and 21 grams of protein. So even though I have it over here, it still adds to my protein and my other goal. So Halo Top is one of the hacks, like this is something you will look forward to. And there's tons of great flavors. Every night I have a different flavor and I just rotate through them. And I'm craving Halo right now. Like that's how good they are. They are amazing. And so Halo Top's great. My kids eat these now. Like everyone eats these. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them Whole Foods. You can get them at any grocery store. But Halo Top ice cream is one of my cheats to make this whole thing work. Okay. Which is really, really fun. All right. Now you guys want to know my number one secret. Okay. Something I have not shared much publicly. A couple of people in my inner circle have heard about this, but one of the hacks that plugged into this that made this so simple for me, and it's interesting because I didn't realize that's what this was initially, but I was at a mastermind event, and there was this lady, and she is a doctor, and she, I remember she came up on stage and gave like a quick 10-minute talk, and her whole talk was all about bone broth. And she had these two big bags of bone broth, and she was so excited. She was running around like going crazy. She's like, blah, blah, blah. And she was a medical doctor, and she told me, she's like, I don't care what my patients come in for me. She's like, they come in you know, whatever the disease is, she's like, I always prescribe them 2 cups of bone broth a day. And she's like, if you look at me 10 years ago, I was tired. I had no energy and stuff like that. And I started drinking bone broth. And she's like, look at me right now. I remember she had so much energy. I think she was about 10 or 15 years older than me. She's running around the stage and all this energy, holding bags of bone broth. And I'm like, this lady has got so much energy. And she keeps talking about bone broth. And I was just like, I don't know what this magic elixir is, but I'm going to try some. And so I remember going on to Amazon. I bought some bags of bone broth. And I tried drinking them and they were disgusting. I was like, this is the worst thing ever. So then I was like, I'm going to try to make my own bone broth. So we like bought some bones and we like put them in a big crock pot. We started cooking bone broth. And that was a nightmare. It took like 4 or 5 days to cook. And then like, I don't know, it was just weird. And my house stunk. And I was like, that's not the way to do it. And I tried like, I probably tried 15 or 16 different brands of bone broth. Kept ordering, shipping here, trying them. And all of them were disgusting until I found one. There's a company called Aubon Broth. And I remember getting theirs in the mail. And some of you guys, if you remember watching me on Instagram or Snapchat when these first came out, this is a picture right here. They came in these big bags of bone broth. And you shake it up. And I remember I heard her say, take two cups of bone broth a day will change your life. So I was like, all right. So I would grab the bag and I'd rip it open and I would just chug it like straight out of the bag. And everyone thought I was disgusting and weird. But it actually tasted good. I was like, this is actually really, really good tasting. So I kept drinking it. I was drinking it prior to me going to meeting up with Hormozy and him telling me the diet. When I got back home, I was trying to figure out all these different proteins and macros, all sorts of stuff. And I remember looking at the bone broth, plugging it into FitnessPal. What I didn't realize is one bag of that bone broth had 56 grams of protein. And I can't remember how many calories, but it was pretty low. And I was like, this is like the cheat code. And so I started drinking bone broth every single day. And it was like this huge chunk of my protein and my calories was coming from bone broth. And I loved it. I'd have it for morning, have it for night. And I was just chugging these bone broth. The problem with the bone broth is these bags were like $60 per bag. And I was having a bag a day, which gets pretty expensive over time. But I felt amazing. I loved it. I had 2 or 3 of the people in the office here kind of addicted to it at the same time. And I just fell in love with bone broth. Increased my energy, made me feel good, like all the different things. The company came out with powdered bone broth, and we'd have these powdered ones. And there's other powdered bone broths on the market. Most of them taste horrible. They're like the worst tasting things ever. Or they've got really jacked up macros where it's like, yeah, they're bone broth, but their protein's really low because they have all this filler in it. Or their calories are super high because they have all these sweeteners that make them taste great. But theirs was like actually really, really good. So I became obsessed with it. I was probably their number one fan and customer. I was on Instagram every morning drinking bags of bone broth. I'm sure I sold, I don't know, millions of dollars for this company. And then I remember during COVID, I had a box supposed to be shipped to me, and they emailed me and refunded my money and said, hey, sorry, we went out of business. We can't send you your bone broth. And I was like, you don't understand. This is like one of my life hacks. This is how I'm losing weight, how I'm having energy, like all this stuff. I have to have the bone broth. Like, we went out of business, supply chain management issues. I'm sorry. I was like, and I don't know if maybe I'm a drug addict or something. But I was like, no, we have to have this bone broth. What's it going to take? And so I got a hold of the guys on the phone. We started talking, and really great guys, had a really cool company. And just the COVID supply chain stuff destroyed it. And they were basically shutting down shop. And I asked them, I was like, what would it take for me to help you guys not go out of business? And we looked at what it cost. It would be kind of expensive, but there was a way to get back and to get this company to be around so I could keep drinking the bone broth. And so I actually became an investor in the company. I bought the majority of the company to be able to take over ownership and so I could start drinking my bone broth again. And when we took over the company, the first thing I thought was like, I love the big bags of bone broth, but they're expensive. And most people are not going to buy those. And it's honestly, it's kind of weird drinking straight out of a bag. And it tastes like soup. Like, I loved it, but it was kind of weird. But their flavored bone broths were great. In fact, most of the people I would share bone broth with, they thought I was crazy. And then I gave them some flavored stuff. And then some of the flavored powders. And like, this is like drinking hot chocolate. This is amazing. I'm like, I know. And you still get the benefits of bone broth in there. And it happens to be high in protein, low in calories. And so when we bought the company back, we decided the very first thing we were going to do is focus 100% on the powders. Now, in the future, we can come back out with the liquid bags again. Right now, we just focus on the powders. And we spent, 6 or 7 months reformulating, getting new flavors, like just getting them perfect. And right now, this is my number one secret to getting my protein in is bone broth. And so I actually want to show you guys some. You guys cool if I break out and show you guys exactly what this bone broth looks like, how you drink it, like some of the hacks to make this amazing. Because it's something literally you can have 2 or 3 times a day. I use them for breakfast, sometimes at lunch, and sometimes I get at dinner. But this is one of the hacks because it tastes really good. You have all the protein, low calories, and you get all the benefits of bone broth all wrapped into one superfood, and it's amazing. So if you guys are cool with that, I'm going to show you guys exactly what the bone broth looks like, how we mix it, and how to make this amazing for you. Okay, let me show you how Aban bone broth works because there's a right way and a wrong way to do this. So I'll make sure you guys get it correctly. So when you get a kit, there's chocolate or vanilla. Now, we have debates inside the office, which one's better, chocolate or vanilla. I'm curious which one you guys think you like better. I definitely am team vanilla. This is my favorite. I'm obsessed with it. Chocolate tastes like hot chocolate, but this is like, there's something magical about this, but they're both really, really good. I do actually rotate back and forth just because, options, flavor, you know what I mean? So there's chocolate and vanilla. It comes with these cool cups and also a stir. And so the first step when you make these, obviously you open up the cup, you're going to put in hot water. This water is not cold. This water is very hot. Now, this is important. You're thinking bone broth. Think hot chocolate. Don't think like a protein shake, okay? When you mix these in cold water, they are not good. They don't blend very well. They're disgusting. I will not drink them in cold water. But in hot water, oh, it's like heaven on earth. So just make sure you use hot water, not cold water. If you use cold water, you're going to try like, it's all right. It's kind of chunky. Yes, it needs hot water to melt all of the bone broth stuff into the cup. So you take this, you put in the hot water. There you go. Then you open up your vanilla or your chocolate. I'm going vanilla right now, but I'll probably do a chocolate one too. Open it up. And in the back, you'll notice there's 120 calories, right? So you got 120 calories and also 20 grams of protein. So boom, very, very quickly, you can eat this and gives you 20 grams of protein with not that many calories. So you dump it in the hot water. And you'll notice in the hot water, you probably can't see it, but it starts melting and starts falling to the bottom because the warm water melts it. And this right here is a frother that comes as well. And at first, I didn't understand these frothers. The first time I used it, I blend it and like stuff shot everywhere. I was like, this is the worst thing ever. But now I learned the secrets of frothers and I love these things. They are amazing. In fact, we imported a whole bunch and got our bone broth name on the side of them because I want everyone using these things. So the secret with the frother is you don't just put it in the middle and stir it up because it starts shooting stuff everywhere. You go and you put it against the side of it and then you kind of go off and on and let the side of this slow it down and speed it up, slow it down, speed it up. Okay. So I'm going to turn this thing on. Actually, I'm going to put it in first. There's different speeds in as well. You put it in there and you start frothing it. And again, I put it next to the side and I slow it down with the side of the cup. Otherwise it starts splashing everywhere. And we mix this until it looks like all of the powder is gone. Oh, I can smell it, man. It smells so good. And as I'm doing this, I just know that right now I'm getting tons of protein, not that many calories, and I'm getting all the other huge benefits of bone broth as well. And there you go. There's some vanilla Aban broth. So it is really, really hot and amazing. So there you go. There's the vanilla, chocolate, same thing. Pop the top off your cup. Grab the chocolate. I'm making this. I'm going to have both of them today because I've got 240 calories left in my diet for the day. Oops. hot water first. Otherwise, it'll melt the bone broth stuff on the bottom. So start with hot water, put it in, boom, and you'll see it starts melting through the hot water. And again, when you're drinking this Think Hot Chocolate, that's the texture and the flavor and the taste, and it is amazing. Blend it up right now with your frother, and it makes this like creamy, it's like, it's heaven. The fact that you can eat this is healthy for you and has all the benefits and high protein is crazy. I got my kids now drinking it too instead of drinking hot chocolate during the winter times, which is really, really nice. And boom, that fast, you've got the most amazing hot chocolate in the world. Still very, very hot. So that's how we make bone broth. And it's, again, one of my favorite ways to get a bunch of proteins without that much calories, and at the same time give you all the health benefits that come with bone broth as well. Increases my energy and a whole bunch of other really cool things. So I want to show you guys that because as you know, in the Supplement Secrets webinar, I'm going to talk about supplements we're having, but the key, like having the supplements without having the diet correct doesn't help you lose weight, doesn't always increase the energy as much as it could when you're following this as well, right? And so this is the format, the process. It's not that difficult. It's very simple and very easy. But when you understand it, it makes weight loss fun. Again, I've lost 40 pounds in the last 2 years and I've kept it off. I eat protein pancakes for breakfast. I drink hot chocolate. I eat candy bars and chips. Like, but because I understand the math behind it, I can do that. And every single night I get ice cream. And then between my ice cream at the end of the night and other stuff in between, I can eat a whole bunch of other, like whatever my wife makes, treats or candies, or I eat with the kids. And it's like, it's made my life fun again. I can't tell how many times I was on diets where I'm trying to like restrict this and not do this and all sorts of stuff. For now, it's like, this is not that difficult. And it's changed my entire life. And so I wanted to share that with you guys because I think it'd be really powerful. On top of that, the second evil ulterior motive is I want you guys to try our bone broth. It is amazing. I think you all should be having it. I think you should get one or two boxes for you, your spouse, your kids, and everybody. And so before the webinar even shows up, I'm just going to share with you guys, this is one of my favorite products we've ever created. I'm proud of it. I'm excited for it. I'm excited for you guys to have it. And so if you want to get some of this stuff shipped out to your house, down below there'll be links where you can buy just a vanilla, just a chocolate, get both of them, get them on continuity, prescription, recurring, all that kind of stuff. You can do whatever you want. But the links will be down below. I recommend getting it. And if you get any of the packages down below, the other thing I'm going to give you is I'll give you a report. Because a lot of you guys are going to be asking me, and I was like, what are the other protein hacks you have, Russell? Like, where do I find the protein pancakes? Where do I find the, and so I have a PDF report of all of the protein things I do that are the highest protein, least amount of calories. And that way you'll have all my hacks as well. But this way you also have my number one hack here shipped out to your house so you can start drinking it and start using it right out of the gate. And so that's the game plan is down below. You notice there's a couple different options. Some of the options come with the frother, some come with the cups. I would recommend getting as much as you can because you're going to love this stuff and it's good for you and for your family. Again, you can do two or three of these things a day. It's not going to hurt you at all. And it's awesome. And if you buy any of the packages down below, they'll give you all of my protein hacks to make sure you get the most amount of protein and the least amount of calories possible. Okay. And so I wanted to share this with you before the webinar came, because obviously on the webinar, we're going to go deep into supplements and the biohacking behind them and how to like test your blood and get the correct supplements for you specifically. And all that stuff's amazing. The goal is to increase your focus, your energy, give you more longevity so you can live longer. All those kind of things are the goals of the supplements. But if you're doing all that with the supplements, but like you're overweight, like the weight on your body is what sucks the energy out of you. You have to understand that, like, I didn't realize that until I started getting into this and I started losing weight. I was like, I have so much more energy in the day. I'm not falling asleep at noon every single day. I have the ability to go all day and at the end of the day, go back and be with my kids and have more fun and energy. It's because I was able to get the weight off me. That weight right now that you guys have on you is holding you back. And the problem is, as entrepreneurs behind our desk all the time, right? We don't have time to go to the gym and do these other things, but you don't have to go to the gym to lose weight, right? Understanding these metrics is the key. Right. When I understood, as soon as Hormoz explained that to me, I went back and I started following it. I figured out how to get the most amount of protein with the least amount of calories. I started figuring out three or four meals I like every single day. Then the weight just melted off me. It didn't come from running or lifting weights or any of those things. It came from shifting my diet and getting my calories under control and getting the protein I needed. When I did that, it melted off me and it stayed off for 2 years now. In fact, it's funny. If you go back and you see ads from me from 3 years ago, you'd be like, Russell, you had like 5 different chins back then. I'm like, I know, there were tons of them. And now they're gone. And it came from just shifting the way I eat, figuring out little hacks like this to make it simple. So I wanted to make you this offer because this will make it easier for you. This will make it enjoyable for you. Like, this stuff tastes so good. Like, you guys are going to love it. And the fact that you're using it to get the health benefits of bone broth, plus like the protein, all that kind of stuff, is just really, really powerful. So I want to make you guys a special offer, because if we can get your diet, controlled, first off, everything we do with the supplements will amplify that as well. So that's kind of the pitch. If you guys are interested, again, links are down below. Other than that, thank you guys so much for being here. And again, the webinar is going to be happening here in the next couple of days, depending on when you're registered. And during that webinar, I'm going to go deep into the supplement side of this. How do we check your blood? How do we find out exactly what you need for your specific body? So you're not doing what I did, 4 years ago, and I'm taking 500 supplements with ashwagandha and like killing myself, not even knowing it. You're going to know exactly what you need for your body. I'm going to show you how that works. And it's, it's powerful. So again, the two biggest biohacks for me of all the stuff I've done is like getting my weight under control, increase my energy and focus, and then the supplements I'll be talking about in a webinar. Those two things, if you get nothing else, will help you become a better entrepreneur, help you to be able to focus, help you to have energy to get stuff done, help you to have mental clarity, so not like getting brain fog and tiredness, all that kind of stuff. All the benefits we need so that we can go out and can conquer the world. We can do the thing we're supposed to do, right? So we can serve the people we've been called to serve. So hopefully this presentation has been helpful for you. Hopefully it gives you the foundation you need to lose weight. Hopefully this product is something you become obsessed with like I am. You'll drink it 3 or 4 times a day. You get your wife, your kids, your spouse, everybody on this thing. All your coworkers, you want them to have more energy to working around you. Get them on it as well. And like I said, the supplement stuff we'll talk about during the webinar. Thank you again so much, you guys. I appreciate you all, and I'll see you on the webinar.